in the road. It just feels like we moved in. We're not going to be out. We're not going to get out of here very soon. We want to try to get out. Yeah. So the Rosh is miyasid. So far we had two yesodis from the Rosh. Now the Rosh goes on to a third yesod. We had a yesod from the Rosh that when you have a tarayvus of yavish biyavish, you have bitul b'rayv, the isser is nefach liyis mutter. And if you allowed to eat all the chatichas kachas. That was yesod number one. That the Rosh didn't have any strong hechachas, but from the mashmois of the Gemara. Then we had a yesod number two from the Rosh that once the isser is nefach liyis, once you have this bitul b'rayv and the isser is nefach liyis mutter, so it's not chayz liyisurai. That even derived from the Gemara in Zvachim, that you had a kol deparish and ruben parish. You had all the behemoths, they were parish, it was Mephishinah the 90. And even though later on, they all get together in the Azara and they have a reunion, all the behemoths now together in the Azara. I don't say, now it became kavur. Since it was kol deparish originally, every behemoth had a kol deparish. So even though now they're all together, that's not chayzah to be, it's not chayzah to be kavur. Now the Rosh is a third yesod that the pivot is the Shas Yediyah. When the Roiv happens, the Shas Yediyah. If before the Yediyah you would take the three chatichas, before you would know the Taravosi, you would take the three chatichas and you would be mevashlim together or be mevashlim with other chatichas, then it would not be bottled. Then we would say it was lach balach and it would require a shishim. In order for me to say that it's bottle and it was nasa heter and it can't be any more chayisul yisuroi, it has to be that it was a yediyah. That I know there was a rayv, I know there was a prisha, I know there was a tarayvus, and then the yediyah, then when I have a yediyah and there's a psak of achirab malatois, so then it's not chayisul yisuroi. But if before I got the yediyah, I was already faced with the situation we were in already. Yes, it was yovish biyovish. But by the time I find out that there's a tarayvus, it's already lach balach. So then you have to have shishim just like any other lach balach. So that's the third yisoid of the Rosh. So the Rosh said, and the Rosh said already a few times, so now the Rosh brings rise to that. Says the Rosh, we're in page Kostam Achev, in the second column, about a little bit more than halfway down. The first words on the line are, Yitokhan Laimah Shete Osir Pleitose. Zot the Rosh V'cheyagav Na'ashkan Chilak B'Israel Mispatel Ben Kodim Yidiyah Ben Acha Yidiyah. What's being a raya from a Mishnah that there's a difference between Kodim Yediyah and Achar Yediyah? What's the raya? Mishnah Perakei the Tumas. It's not social Tumas shenofu l'meya. So social Tumas fell into Meya. So the din is that it's bottled in Meya. But in order for it to be bottled, even though it's bottled, you have to take out one saw and give it to a Kohen. You have to be, that's called Harama. That's why by Tumas we say it's Oile Be'echad Messiah. What's the Oile? It's bottled Be'echad Messiah. It's only bottle becher. Yes, it's bottle becher and Messiah, but you have to take one piece, one saw of truma, one of the 100, the amount that fell in, and you have to give it to a kohen. The Rosh and the Hemshich is going to say that's because of gezel kohen, just because it's bottle beroy, but the kohen still has a mominous ticket for you over here, so you have to give him truma because of gezel hashevet. Says the so the Mishnah says here you have social truma, it fell into mayo, but he speak like beer atzinof lacheres. Till another piece fell in. So now already I have Sasayim. Sasayim is not bottle. So now it's only 1 to 50, it's not 1 to 100. I raise you asur. So Tanakhama says it's also. Because now I have two saw. Reb Shimon Matir. Shimon says it's mutter. The Kamel of Yishalmi. Says Yishalmi. What's the Pshach? Reb Shimon Omer Yidiyosu Mikashosu. Reb Shimon says that it's enough that between the first saw falling in and the second saw falling in, he had a Yidiyah. He found out that the saw of truma fell in, so that's mekadesh. What is a mekadesh? It's mekadesh that the word mekadesh will be hard to understand, but it means somehow it kicks in that there's a haroma. He has to do a haroma. It kicks in that he has to do a haroma, and the Rosh is going to say in the hemshich, since he has to do a haroma, so it's keilu he already did the haroma. It's keilu that saw of truma was removed. Rabban Ami Haramasa Mekatshos Rabban say no, until you actually do the Harama, you don't have a break. No, it's like this. Everybody agrees apparently that if a Sof Truma fell in and you actually took a son and gave it to a Kohen, and then it's another Sof Truma fell in, so then the second Sof will be bottled. Because the first Sof was bottled the mail. I gave a Sof to the Kohen, I took care of the Kohen. Now another Sof falls in. So that's a new story. First saw is gone. I was already mayrim. The saw to give to the kohen. Now there's a new saw. It's a new cheshbon. So it's again bottle. But the case over here is that that's not what happened. I didn't actually do a harama between the first saw and the second saw. I had a yedil. I knew that I'm supposed to do a harama, but the harama itself didn't happen yet. So that's the machlokes of the rabban and the rab shimon. Rabbanan say, just because you knew that you have to do a harama doesn't mean that there was a harama. And rab shimon says no. Once you knew that you're supposed to do harama, so it's as if you did a harama. And he explains, Pirish. Rab Shimon, Imlay Noidal Imin Rishay, Nashinof, Lash Niyori, also. If you didn't know about it, it would have been also. I will ask that the Noidaloi, Kavin Shasayfi Lahorim Kumurim Dami. But now that you have a idea that you're supposed to do harama, so since you're supposed to do harama, so now it's Oymid Lahorim is keeping his Kamisha Hurim. So yeah, it's gonna ask Khanli Ba'alma the sphere like Kalaimid Lizari Kazarak Dami. We know in general Rav Shimon's shita is that Kalaimid Lizarik is Kazarak Dami on the Mizbeach. Once the dam is right for the Zrikas Kiilu was Nizrak, and Kalaimid Lisarf is Kazarak Dami. Rav Shimon has the shita in many places that when something is Aimid for something, it's Kiilu had already happened. So here, once there's a idea, it's Aimid La Harama, so it's Kiilu La Harama already happened. And the Rabbanim say they don't have that. They don't say Aimid La Harama is enough. You need to have an actual Harama. Rabbanu asked the bus harama. They require that you actually do a harama. The less do kimurim dami. They don't have this notion of kol oimid laharim kimurim. Hilchach mikstarfi yachad kilo naflu biyachad. So therefore, according to Rabbanon, oimid laharim doesn't help until you actually do the harama. So since I didn't actually do harama, so one cell fell in, now another cell fell in, now I have two cell of tumah. So it's not but almal Reb Shimon. So you see that the idea is the trigger. Yedia makes it that now that I have a yedia that I need to do a haroma, so now it's oymid laharim. But apparently, without the yedia, it doesn't become oymid laharim. Kaidim yedia lay hit there. Umid Rab Shimon nishmal rabbanu b'shari suim delay baya haroma. So there, the rabbanu argue because the rabbanu hold you need to actually do the haroma, but by shari suim you don't need to do a haroma. There's no requirement of haroma. Shari suim they're bottle, and the yedia makes them bottle. That's his riot. So go on and do it. So a few things that are hard to understand. So a few things here I don't understand. Tavar Rishon, the Rosh himself says, a little bit later, that the reason why you have to do Haram at all is because of Gezel HaShevet. So, Chara, that means the Mammon is the Gedin. Because Gezel is Mammon HaShevet mixed in over here. I don't know which one is which. So I give the Kohen a Sa. I don't know that that's the Sa of Truma, but that's Gezel HaShevet. I have to give a Kohen a Sa. But as far as the Dine Isser are concerned, I don't know that the saw that I gave him is the saw of Truma. How can I know that? In Dine Isser, it's like any other tyrants. So, What's the pshat? Even in the Rabbanon. Even in the Rabbanon. What does it help that I took out a son and I gave it to a kohen? But now another sofel. What would be the mashal if I had our favorite pork and beans and some pork fell into the beans and it was bottled the shishin? Well, let's say even min b'minoy. Yeah, min b'minoy fell in a... Yeah, tarivus of min b'minoy. We'll start with the pork and beans. A little bit of pork fell into the beans. I gave it to Goy. It's not nice and tam. It's mutter. And then I add some more pork. All of a sudden, there's not. I don't shishim anymore. The Goy now says it tastes like pork. So they say, well, so it's already mutter. I had a idea of answer, so it's mutter. So I'm not doing it. Not only that, but the Rosh says behemshich. I mean, this is obvious. Maybe this is real. This is obvious because now it tastes like pork. So like, where did that go? But what about a case of min b'minoy? Let's say I have not pork and beans. I have bosa nevela fell into bosa shchuta, and it's lach balach. It got all cooked up together. So I need to have shishim, and I have shishim. The shishim connected to bosa nevela, and then a little bit more bosa nevela falls in. So I can't tell from the taste. So there's no tamishu, but the ma'isa I have more nevela. So the rosh is later in the hemshich beferish that's chayziv aneya. The rosh that has nothing to do with ma'is soy that once something is mutter, it's not chayziv leteray. It's not chayziv leteray if nothing physical changed. If nothing physical changed in the Metzias, so then it's not. So the Torah paskin that this Metzias is mutter. So even though later I eat them keechod, or later I want to be mevashlim, but as far as what the Rav paskined on, nothing changed. The facts didn't change. The Rav is still, or Rav that now they're all together in the Asara. But every behemah has it. Every behemah was called the parish. The Rav paskin that it's mutter. That's not chayziv aneya. The Torah paskin that it's mutter with the called the parish. I don't care that it's not called the parish anymore. So the halacha changed. The halachic constellation changed. But the metzias stayed the same. It's the same behemoth. Nothing changed. But in the case where the metzias was before, I had one piece of basa nevela in the soup, and now I have two pieces of basa nevela in the soup. So the rosh is beferish that that's about a chayziv aneya. The two pieces of nevela get together, and now there's a new situation. So how does it work by trum altogether? A sof truma fell in, and now another sof truma fell in. So what is it help that I did haram in the middle? Never mind Rav Shimon Oymed Laharam. Even in the Rabbanon, I actually did a haram. So I actually did a haram, and I gave it to the client. What does that help? But now, I don't know that that's the real truma. I have no way to know that the sof that I gave to the client is the real truma. For Gezel HaShevet, it doesn't matter. For Gezel HaShevet, it's enough that I gave him a sof truma. But Aliba the Emes about it doesn't help. The mushroom, the case of Boston Nevela, a piece of Nevela fell in, and I had, let's say a piece of Nevela fell into the 30 pieces of, a piece of Nevela fell in to 100 pieces of Boston Kosher. So it's bottled derived. Then I take one of them and I give it to a Ger. Stam, I don't have to, but I do it, I give it to a Ger anyway. And I say, this is the Nevela. Now another Nevela falls in. So about as Chayziv Aneya. I can't say, oh no, I already gave the first piece of Nevela I gave away, so it's not Chayziv Aneya. How do you know that the way Nevela gave away was the, you have no right to assume that the nevela that you gave away, that the piece of meat that you gave away was the basa nevela. So now you... So why is this any different? A sof truma fell into the mixture. It was bottled in 100, true. But if another sof falls in, it's going to be chayziv aneya. So what is the haram in the middle help? So that's time is hard to understand. What's pshat in the Mishnah altogether? I'm not sure why this works. The stomach has to do with the fact that minatayr is bottled chavitrei anyway. And it's only a din, it's a new din of dimur, which is maybe the rabban, even if it's the raisa, but it's a new din of dimur. Minatayr is a terebis, a yovish, yovish, should be bottled chavitrei. There's a din, we'd have had the machlekes and psochem, if it's a din deraisa, din derabban, most of the shayim holds it din derabban, and Rashi's mashmet, it's a din deraisa. But this halach of dimur that says you need to have 100. But halacha of dimur also includes that even when you have the 100, you have to do a haram and give it to a kohen. So somehow it's built in. It's the rabban, it's easier for me to swallow. If it's the rice, it's harder for me to understand. But there's a halacha that since there is a halacha called harama, so when you do the harama, since the whole thing is only a special din of dimur, when you do the harama, so I look at it as being a separate tarevis. The harama breaks the tarevis. You do the harama, So now I say it's no longer a tarei v'sevis. The issur is gone. In a regular din of machalos asur, it's anyway bottle chad betray. Even after the second piece fell in, you have chad betray. If you would throw in so many pieces that it wouldn't be chad betray anymore, then it might be different. I imagine it would be different. But presumably the case is not. This doesn't happen 100 times. So you have chad betray. You have. So for the din, the special din of dimua, so it's enough. The harama breaks the dimur. That's what you have to say. I know. As I state. But here we have a case where you didn't actually do the harama. But Rav Shimon has this yisoid of oimid laharam. So Rav Shimon says that if oimid laharam is good enough, and the chacham say oimid laharam is not good enough, says the Rosh, but al-kaponim, you see in Rav Shimon that when does it become oimid laharam? Only when you have a yediyah. Why don't I say, according to Rav Shimon, even before I had the yediyah, it was oimid laharam? Why do I have to wait for the yediyah in order for it to be oimid laharam? The minute the truma fell in, it was oimid laharam. So why don't I say, according to Rav Shimon, every time a piece of truma falls in, you have 100. You have 100 kenegdoi. So it's Aymed Laharim. Aymed Laharim is Kamurim Dami. Then another piece fell in, so it's a separate Nefilah. It needs the idea to break it up. Says the Rosh, you see from here that the heter of Aymed Laharim is Chal with the idea. Apparently, Haram is a Matir. That's the idea. Haram is a Matir. Because when you do the Haram, it's Matir that this Taravis is now, the Chumas Kilu went away. The Indian that even if later Chuma falls in, it doesn't matter. This Chuma was hutter with the haram. So the haram, according to the Rabbanan, though, has to take place in actual fact, in actual reality. But according to Rav Shimon, an oimid laharim is also a matir. But the matir of oimid laharim you only get when you have the yediyah. Says the Rosh, oh, from here I see my principle that the heter is chal only with the heter is chal only with the yediyah. As I state in Rosh. So it's a few nukkudis here. It's a very mysterious Rosh to that. But a few things I would take away from it. First of all, when the Rosh says his yisoid that it's totally in yediyah, that the din of the heter has to be chal with the yediyah, when he said it l'moshel before by yovish b'yovish, that only if you have a yediyah, then it's chayzli is mutter, and later if you cook it, it's mutter. But if you cook it before you had a yediyah, so then. So I could have understood that the significance of the yediyah is that that's what gives it a shem tarevis. When I first began the Rosh, I thought the pshat is, what's so special about yediyah? What does yediyah exactly accomplish? I thought the pshat is that only when you have a yediyah do you have a tarevis. Before the yediyah, why is it a tarevis? If I have three chickens in my freezer, and I don't know that they're mixed up, I put three chickens in my freezer. When I put the chickens in the freezer, I knew which one is which. I knew this is the treifa chicken, these two are the kosher chickens. So that's not a tarevis. When I open the freezer and I realize the labels fell off, now I don't know which one is which, that's when it becomes a taravis. So it can't be brought till it becomes a taravis. This is the way I would have understood. This is the way I initially understood. And that's the pshat over here in Yediyah. That when I discover that I have a taravis, that's when Achiravim Lahatis kicks in. That's when the heter is chal. And therefore, afterwards, it's not chayzer. Even if I cook them together, it's not chayzer leisurin. That's l'chayr. That's the way I would have thought. If that's the havana, that has nothing. But I see that I'm wrong. Because if that's the Havana, what Yediyah is accomplishing, Yediyah makes it into a Tarevis, what does it have to do with... Over here, it's for sure a Tarevis. A soft Truma, even if I don't know about it, when a soft Truma falls into Mea of Truma, and it's all mixed together, that's a Tarevis whether I know of it or not. So what is Yediyah over here doing? You see that that's not the Pshat. That the significance of Yediyah is not that... The significance of Yediyah is not... Till the yediyah wasn't a tarevis. I think it's a tarevis regardless. The significance of yediyah is that till I have the shaila, the Torah doesn't tell me what to do. I need the gzeres hakosov achiravim lahatos was said to people. It's a hanhoga. The Torah says you have to do this is your instructions achiravim lahatos. But till you have the shaila, then the Torah not giving you any instructions. So the soft truma fell in. Nobody knows about it. I don't know about it. So the Torah is not telling me what to do. The Torah is not telling me what to do. So then there's no, the head is not chal. It's only when I discover the shaila that the truma fell in. So now the Torah tells me, do haroma. The Torah tells me to do haroma. Now it kicks in that it's oimid laharim. It's not oimid laharim until the Torah tells me to be merim. And the Torah doesn't tell me to be merim till I ask the Torah what I'm supposed to do. So because I don't have the idea, so I'm not asking the Torah what to do. But I'm not asking the Torah what to do. And the Torah is not telling me what to do. So mela, the head is not chal. That's what emerges from this Rosh. And it's Mukhach also, he brings other rayas to the significance of Yediyah. I'm not going to read this inside, but he brings a raya also from Zrika. That Zrika is matir, halacha, that if the carbon is possible, the Zrika is still matir, the or of the carbon. That the Kohen can still be nene from the or. So the Gemara is mechalek, that depends. If I knew the carbon was possible before the Zrika, then the Zrika can't be matir the or. But if I didn't know, if Bishat Zrika, I didn't know the carbon is possible, then the Zrika is matir the or. So you see that Yediyah creates everything depends on Yediyah. What does that Yediyah have to do with Yediyah of Tarabis? There's not even a Gemara of Tarabis at all. So Gemara is different halacha. When is Rika matir the or? So you see, he took from there a yisoid that dinei atayra atolui in Yediyah, and in some sense, what you don't know, the Torah doesn't really say anything about. The Torah says that when the carbon is possible, the Zrika can't be matir the or. But the Torah only said it when there's a Yediyah. Then you know that the Zrika, you know that the carbon is possible. So now the Torah is now the Torah is telling me that this is a Zrika psula. Close my the Torah that I don't know about it. Yeah, in fact, I don't understand how this all works. I understand it. But I see the Yisoid that it's a din klali by the Rosh that dinei HaTorah are only chal when I have the Shaila. When I have the Shaila Torah, which tells me what to do, and then the din is chal. But close my, I'm not asking the Shaila, so the din is not chal altogether. I want to skip a little bit of the rush, because again, we could be in this rush forever. Yeah. Let's go to the next page. Kuf Samach Vav. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 1, 2. First column. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think it's 8 or 9 lines down. The middle of the line. Miu im nitaisuf olavis. So now there starts a new topic, which we mentioned before. Miu im nitaisuf olavis. Achinis rabba leheter. Motzim in esminoi b'nei. So Ross says, even though he just said this whole yisoid that once you have a bittul, so it's the heter's nepechli is mutter, and even if you mash it later, it doesn't matter. It stays bisurai, it stays beteri, and so on. But in a case where the physical reality changed, I have some, like I said before, I have some basan avela fell in, it was bottled roy. Chatichas nevela fell into a tarevis and his bottle chad betray, and now I had another piece of nevela, so I don't say. Well, the first three were nepechli as mutter. So now I have one piece of nevela with three pieces of heter. So should again be bottled right? So no, it doesn't work that way. If you add now a second piece of nevela to the mix, so then it's motza minus minoy, the two pieces of nevela team up, and now I have two and two. And it's not bottled, I lose the whole bittel beroiv. V'cheinei nemechol yisum shenis batel. Loi mi boi amin v'she'enei minoy v'yesem yishishim. That goes without saying that if it was min b'she'enei minoy, like I said before, that I had some pork that fell into the beans, that I had shishim, and then I added more pork, and now it tastes like pork. So that obviously is going to be osur, because now there's a time of pork. That goes without saying. But even by min b'minoy, gam b'min b'minoy, b'dovelach, b'yesim shishim, misarfa achenim rishin, afagav d'liyoyev taimu. Even min b'minoy is the same thing. If min b'minoy some chaylev fell into shumin, so it's min b'minoy. Some chaylev fell into shumin, and it was less than shishim, and now I had more chaylev, and now it's more than shishim, so it's chayzev in air. Ki chacham goes min b'minoy, also min b'she'enei minoy. Whatever happens by min b'she'enei minoy happens by min b'minoy as well. So that also really goes without saying. Ela filu min b'minoy b'dor b'yovish. But even by min b'minoy b'dor b'yovish, where you don't have the gzera otu min b'she'enei minoy. So we're not really busy with Gdorm of Tam. We're busy with Chad Betray. No, it's min b'she'enei minoy, where it's Toli and Tam. So it goes without saying. Now the Tam is Chayzim and Eir. And even min b'minoy by Adov Alach, it also goes without saying, because by Adov Alach, we're Goyzim min b'minoy otu min b'she'enei minoy. But by Adov Yovish, where I don't have Gidrei Tam, and I don't have Gidrei Shishim, it's just a bittle of Chad Betray. So maybe then you should really say that if a trefa chicken fell into two kosher chickens, and it was bottle chad betray and it was nepach, now all three chickens are kosher, So maybe we should now say that if a fourth chicken fell in, so now it should be bottle chad betlas. 1 and 3. He says, no. I feel a minimum minute of Yavish in his battle, but I've had there. I feel a midir abonon. Right? We're not going to say, there's no shishim, there's no requirement of shishim, even midir abonon, it's enough to have chad betray. Ve'achach nitoisif iser, motzim in his minute v'neir. Like you see in the Mishnah that we said before in Truma, that he saw shal Truma shenoflu meyer shevesi le'el, where if a soft Truma fell in, and then another soft Truma fell in, so now I have two soft Truma. I don't say, well, the first soft was already bottled, and now it's and now it was mutter. The second soft asses it. The Afib Shimon Shematir, even Reb Shimon who says that it's mutter, that's only because Reb Shimon l'tameit is le'kalayim l'harim kumurim dami, because it's the accident of haroma. And therefore, the haroma is nistalik. The first issue, kavar nistalik harishayna. The first issue was nistalik. Aval b'shari surim deliboy haroma mitstarf and yachad lesser. But by shari surim that don't require haroma, avada the two things are mitstarf lesser. But lekel the name of the time of the rabbanon got between mishum deliboy haroma hilkachlein is batler harishayna. Maybe no, there you need haroma, so the lack of haroma, hurts. Aval b'shari surim deliboy haroma. So maybe it's on his batla rishayna. Suleim itztarif la b'hadishni lesser or lesser. The haroma ain't the elim negezel l'shevet. Avol ain't oiseres hamedume. The issue doesn't come from the lack of haroma. The haroma is the chiv haroma is because of gezel l'shevet. The issue comes from the tarivus itself. And even though the tarivus is bottle, it could be chayzer v'neir. So you see, the tarivus could be chayzer v'neir. Hilkachen chiluk min hamedume l'shari sur. Yeah, so here again, there's a tension here. What's he saying? The etzim yisoid, first of all, etzim yisoid needs a hesbeh. Why is this true? Why, if the treifa chicken was chayzeli as mutter, so why? So shataka be true. So let's take that to its logical conclusion. If the treifa chicken was chayzeli as mutter, then if I add a fourth chicken, it should be bottle chad betlas. Why don't we say it? What's the din of chayzeli in there? And why is this different than when you had a called the parish and later on it became kavua? I don't say it's chayzeli in there because it became kavua. But that, we'll hold that in abeyance a little bit. The Rosh talks later. But the, this is the side of the Rosh. So the Rosh brings a riot to the side of Chayzev and Eir. What's his riot to the side of Chayzev and Eir? His riot from the Mishnah in Truma, where if you didn't do a Haroma, if you didn't do a Haroma in the middle, so the first Truma is Mistara for the second Truma. Well, you see, it's Chayzev and Eir. The first Truma was bottle. So as the second Truma, how does the second... So the first truma was batal, so what's the problem? You see, even though the first truma was batal, but if you add more truma, the original truma is chayzer v'neir. So he says, one second, maybe there it's different. Maybe there, the reason why the first truma is not batal is because it lacked haroma. Point there, but at least it lacked haroma. So maybe, where there's a din haroma, so maybe it was never batal in the first place. In other words, he's tiny, maybe kozman, I don't do the haroma, it was never batal in the first place. So it's not chayzer v'neir. The truma was never bottled because I didn't do the haroma yet. So it's like I have a truma that's waiting to be bottled, and while it's waiting to be bottled, another truma fell in. He says, no, that's a mistake. The haroma doesn't prevent, the lack of haroma, the bittel doesn't have to wait for the haroma. It's bottled miyad. The haroma is only for gezel ha-shevet. But the bittel happened immediately. So if the bittel happened immediately, so if another saw falls in, so that should also be bottled. So I'll give two saw to the kain, but the second saw should be bottled also. The bittel of the first saw happened right away. So why does the second saw ask there? It must be that you say chayzer v'neir. So the Rosh is telling me that when truma falls into tarovis, it's bottled miyad without a haroma. The haroma doesn't, the bittel doesn't wait for the haroma. So what's the haroma? The haroma is a side din as gezel kain. So I don't understand something. But then but on the other hand, the Rosh says, so what's with Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says that it's mutter. One saw falls in, another saw falls in, you don't say chayzer v'neir. Why do you say chayzer v'neir according to Reb Shimon too? Why do you say chayzer v'neir according to Reb Shimon too? So he says, no, it's cute, because since according to Reb Shimon, Oymed Laharim is Kamurim, so it's healing the stalakis. So I don't understand. If you're telling me that, it's really the question I had before, anyway. If you're telling me that the bittel has nothing to do with the haroma, the bittel happens before the haroma, and the haroma is a separate din al gezel ha-shevet, then how does the haroma take off? How does the haroma misalik to iser? How can you have it both ways? On the one hand, you're telling me that the bittul doesn't have to wait for the Rama, the bittul happens miyad, the Rama is only askez l'shevet. On the other hand, you're telling me that when I do the harama, so it's kilo as misalak to iser. How's it kilo as misalak to iser? If it's only askez l'shevet, then it has nothing to do with the iser. In a way, this is the question I asked before, but it's emerging now out of the words of the Rosh himself. The Rosh himself says, I can ask the same question to the Rabban. Why do you ask it from Rav Shimon? The Rabban also, they don't hold from Ayimid Laharim. But if you actually do the harama, then they agree it's kilun istalak iser, right? If a truma fell in and you do a harama and then another piece of truma falls in, we don't say chayzer v'neir. Why not? Because kilun istalak iser. Rav Shimon holds you don't even have to actually do the harama. Kala Ayimid Laharim is kamur. But if the Rabban don't hold from Kala Ayimid, but if you actually do the harama, then the Rabban also agree. You do a harama, istalak iser. So I don't understand. On the one hand, the Rosh holds. I'm just restating the problem. Does Harama have to do anything with the Tarevis? With the Isser, or just the Din of Gezer? So on the one hand, the Rosh says, if the Harama was a Tanai in the Tarevis, you need the Harama to make the Bittel. Right? If the Harama had to do with the Bittel, you need the Harama to make the Bittel. So then, where's the Raya Chayzev and Eir? Maybe the reason why over here it's Chayzev and Eir is because I didn't do the Harama, so the Bittel never happened. So the Rosh addressed that Beferish, and the Rosh said the Harama has nothing to do with the Bittel. The Bittel happens immediately. The Harama is to take care of Gezel HaShevet. So if the Bittel happens immediately, and the Harama is only enough, is only to take care of Gezel HaShevet, then how does the Harama, which only has to do with Gezel HaShevet, but nothing to do with the Bittel, how does the Harama work to be misalak to Isser, that when I do the Harama, and then another piece of Truma falls in, it's not Chayzev there? If it's only Gezel HaShevet to Kedin, then what does it have to do with, why do I say it's misalak to Isser?
Harama doesn't have anything to do with the Bittel. Right away it's about Bittel. Right. If I do it physically, it's cute, like it's not in the Tarevis anymore. That's what I think.
He's saying that maybe, on the one hand, the Bittel happens right away. I only have to do Harama as Gezel HaShevet. But when I do the Harama as Gezel HaShevet, I assume that the Harama, that the saw that I was Meirim, was the saw Shel Isser, and that's Mesalik the Isser. L'chor, that's what we have to say, but it's very hard for me to understand that. Because if the Harom is only because of Gezel HaShevet, then why do I assume that this is Punkt 1? Why do I assume that this is the Chaticha Shel Isser? If it was somehow a din in the Bittel, so maybe I could understand it more, even then I wouldn't understand it so well. But I could somehow understand that it's since it's a din in the Bittel itself, that the Bittel of the Isser comes from my taking, so to speak, the Isser out. So I could somehow see that maybe we attribute the haroma to the Isser. But if you're telling me that the Bittel happened right away, the Bittel happened right away means it's chayzel yismutter. I mean, in the Rosh's lexicon, Bittel means it's chayzel yismutter. So now I have all these 100 pieces, 101 pieces, they're all mutter, because chayzel yismutter, but the zinaz gezel hashevet, I have to give a piece to the kai. Even though they're all mutar. Yeah, they're mutter, as far as the Isser chum is concerned, they're all mutar. But as far as mamon hashevet is concerned, the zinaz have to give it to the kai. But why do I assume that one that I gave to the Kayan to satisfy Gezel HaShevet, why do I assume that that's the Chaticha of Truma? Exactly what I'm saying.
Everything
like Yushan from Yasum Dashas is
like a
pidyon
and
transfer the Truma to the one that he's being married. According to Truma doesn't really have a pidyon. Well, the one case that Truma has a pidyon is if you eat Truma, then you give other pairs and they become Truma. Because you can't be paid a Truma. But there is that halacha that if you eat Truma, then you give other pairs in its stead, and those pairs become truma. They become truma. And there's takalashin of kiddush that the Gemara uses. Maybe there's somehow an analog over here. That maybe the truma really is bottle, but the dinner mamon hashevet. Mamon hashevet requires that I take one out. And maybe somehow when I take one out, maybe in the rabbon, maybe there's some din drabon on. That when I take the truma out as mamon hashevet, somehow I assume that the din truma was transferred to that. I don't know. Maybe if the muz drabanan, maybe we could have such a concept. If it's, yeah.
Originally, when it's batel and it still has the same, it still has the same shuman. Because if it doesn't, now that it's all mutter, it doesn't matter which one I take out. Whichever one I take out, that one will be the one.
Right, that's what I would have thought. That's really part of the problem. Because I would have thought, as Mamar Hashem, it really doesn't matter which one I take out. Now, it is true, the one that I take out has Kedushas Truma. So we don't just say, well, it's Mamar Hashem, it doesn't have any Kedushas Truma. But it has Kedushas Truma. If it didn't have Kedushas Truma, then I wouldn't have, it wouldn't also make any sense, because I don't know which kind to give it to. It's Mamar Hashem. So it's really the Mamar Hashem Le'Tayvim. There's no kohen who can take me to court. Nobody's any standing. Like we have the Gemara, I don't know if it was this year, about Mazik Mammon, Mazik Matnas Kuna. If you go to Truman and you smash it up, you burn it, you're not chayiv. Because the Gemara says, Mammon Shein L'Tayvim. Where in the Chulun Leib? Mammon Shein L'Tayvim. There's nobody to sue you. Who's going to sue you? Every kohen you say, yeah, I wasn't going to give it to you anyway. So it's only when you own Truman, there's a din, Matnas Kuna, Chiyiv Nesina, that you have to give it to a kohen. So here we're saying, As Gezel Hashavit, I understand Gezel Hashavit, but there's no kohen who can take me to a dintayr. So you have to say that, so the chayyim have to say that because of Mamun Hashavit, because of Gezel Hashavit, so Chazal or the Torah or somebody required me to sort of be take a saw out of this tayravis, and that saw becomes truma, and now it has a chayyim nesina. So this saw gets a chayyim nesina. So to have a chayyim nesina, the chayyim has to have two saws truma. Yes, there is some halacha going on over here. Some Merlin's out from Sukkim. That there's some halacha over here that when I have this dimua and the Torah is a bottle and it's chayzli is mutter and so on, the Torah said, but at the end of the day, you have a chiyuv nesinas truma. Where did that go? So we're going to transfer your chiyuv nesinas truma to the saw that you take out. And that saw that you take out, that becomes truma in lieu of the truma that was misbatel. And now the Rosh is telling me that not only that, but then later on when it wants to be chayzer v'neir because more truma fell in, I say no, the truma is gone. Maybe talk about this concept like that since the saw that I took out is not stam moment, it's not a gezel like a moment of shev, it's not pure gezel, because pure gezel is moment shein l'tovim. Who's nobody's suing me. It's like a masik is a rabbin, you know, gezel is a rabbin. So gift stocker for a traffic light or something, but there's nobody can sue me. So, but here, the Torah or Chazal, whoever made up these dinei dimua, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, the halacha says that I have to take out a saw and it becomes truma with the chiyuv nesina. Because even though the truma is bottle, but the chiyuv nesina still has to be put into some other saw. So maybe once that's true, then the saw that I take out sort of takes the dinei truma over, and now the saw that was in there is became mutter. That's what you have to say over. So the bittel happens even before I take out the saw. Bittel is a bittel, but the chiyuv nesina, there's a disembodied chiyuv nesina that transfers itself to another saw, and when that transfer happens, the original saw is poka from it the din truma, and remela there's no chayzer v'neir later. Yeah, that's what Taka says in the Rosh. It's all mechudish. I mean, I don't know, maybe if I knew Dimu better, Demai better, maybe if I knew Hilchos Truma better, maybe it wouldn't be a chiddush to me. It sounds very mechudish, but the chayyim, all of these things come out of the Rosh. So what's the Hezbo though? What happened to his Yisoid that the Issu was Nepachlius also, that the Issu was Nepachlius Mutter? Like, where'd that go? Just going back to the basic issue. Why do we talk to say Chayzim in there if the thing became, if the issue was Nepachle, was already Nepachle Heter? So the Rosh addresses it a little bit later. The top of the next column. Alma Chazinon, so you see from here, from the Mishnah Trumas and the other eyes, that the Bechol Yisurim Aminu Motsu Minas Minu La'oyver Afes Ahetu Shekvar Nesar La'atiran. Kol Shekein La'oyver Esa Isra Shehutu L'tzafim Isra Hashemi V'yirbo La'etu V'yasru. This is why I pick it up from. What's the reason for this then? Why do you say Chayzim Aneir? What happened to Nepach? Mishum de afkin is batal isa b'roiv heter v'hutul achilo. Even when you talk a have a bitul and it's hutul achilo and it's nepach, im achakach hukar ha isa mitoicha heter, pshita shosu lo ichle. But in the case of my three chickens, I lost my trefa chicken with my kosher chickens and I had a roiv. And then all of a sudden somebody comes along and he remembered which one was the trefa chicken. They don't look exactly like the chickens. And somebody comes along and he identifies, this is the trefa chicken. So would we say, was there any chayzlius mutter? No, Radanagi says, that's a double poshut. It's chayzlius mutter, calls man, I don't know which is the trefa chicken. But when I know it's the trefa chicken, about it's chayzlius mutter. So he says, so therefore, kind of kashin is arab, but yeshuv iser. So when you add, so now nobody found it, identified the chicken, but another chicken fell in. So hikir minis minoi v'neir. So just like if somebody is maki the trefa chicken, the trefa chicken is chayzli iser. So when another chicken falls in, the two chickens recognize each other, and it's chayzli is mutter. Hatkan the rosh. And what's the comparison? And Taka, what's the reason also? I mean, if this Taka didn't of nepach, why is it true? Why isn't it true that if somebody recognizes the iser, why is it chayzli is mutter? I mean, it would be incredible that it's not. But it's incredible that you can eat them kachas too. Like, why is one more incredible than the other? The Rosh asked me to eat all three chickens because it's nepachli is mutter. Torah said mutter, mutter is mutter. So why is it any different if it's hukkah? Maybe we'll start from there. We're running out of time. But maybe we'll start from there. Why taka? What's the difference between all three chickens ke'echod? And I say, that's okay, nepach. But if somebody comes along and identifies for me the trefa chicken, then it's awesome. What's the difference?
Yeah. Nepach is a sign for halacha, but hukkah would be the metzias. So if we have nepach and halacha.
But why isn't eating three chickens echad also the metzias? The metzias is, I know I'm eating a trefa chicken.
I mean, yes, if hukkah comes along and says the metzias is that there is an issue here, but halacha, without defining of the proper real metzias, We say
that, but we view it as one. Okay. I mean, I would say a different nusuk, but it comes after. I think it comes more or less to the same thing. When you eat the three chickens echad, so of course, on some level, you know that you're eating iser, but there's a din of nepach. But each chicken individually still has a roiv. We're not going. The heter is a heter of roiv. The heter is not nepach. When you eat these three chickens, the heter that you're relying on is not nepach. What it says in the Hashgach is not Nepach. The head that you're lying on is Reiv. Every chicken has a Reiv. But what Nepach means is that since every chicken has a Reiv, I can rely on the Reiv vis-a-vis every chicken. So with every chicken, I'm relying on a Reiv. So even if I eat them all ke'echod, each chicken I'm relying on a Reiv. Now there's a new issue, but in theory, I know that I'm eating an Isser. No, but if every chicken has that, the Reiv is a Matir. The roiv is matter this chicken, and it's matter that chicken. The roiv is matter, and I'm allowed to follow the roiv. And since I'm allowed to follow the roiv to eat its chicken, so I'm allowed to follow the roiv to eat all of the chickens. But when you identify one of the chickens, you can't say I'm going to eat it and rely on a roiv, because the minute you identify the chicken, then there's no more roiv. So then it's like the roiv went away. If the roiv goes away, you lose the het to hutter. You lose the nepach. The nepach only works because man is a roiv. The minute the roiv disappears, then the nepach disappears as well. So some of that's the pshat, what he's saying also, that when another chicken falls in, the chickens recognize each other. What does that mean? He means, when the two chickens fall in, then you can no longer say you're relying on a roiv. Because there is no longer a roiv. Now, what still needs this vaynerus though is, so why is that different than the case where I had kol deparish and every chicken had every behemah had a kol deparish, and then I bring them all to the azara together and now they're kavua. So there also, why didn't I say I'm relying on a rife, but there's no longer a rife? Because the rife was rife kol deparish and now it's kavua. That's not clear to me. That nakud is not clear. That I'll leave you to think about. The word of hooker is that the nepach only works because man is a rife. When the rife, if it's hooker, there's no longer a rife. Chayzev and neir means also there's no longer a rife because they're makir each other, meaning there's no longer a rife. So why by kavu is that? Why don't I say the same thing? Called the parish. Fine, every behemoth had a rife. But now the behemoths don't have a rife because now they're together. Needs to be thought about. I think that the direction should be that in the case over there, it's the kavu is a new tarevus. It's not the old tarevus. It's a new tarevus. I'm not going to spell it. I'm not sure entirely myself, but I think that's the direction to think about. Okay, tomorrow we'll finish with the rush. Maybe this question we'll revisit tomorrow. Maybe. But the main thing tomorrow, I want to go back to the Rashba. I want to give you a few marimakimus. Because I don't think we really finished with the Rashba Shita. And the Rashba Shita is very important in this issue. So there's the Tshuva, I sent you a Tshuva, Shas Tshuva Sarashba, that's whatever it is, I sent it to you in the WhatsApp yesterday. Tshuva Sarashba, I told you exactly what paragraph over there is important about Chaylev Shinasarab, that paragraph in the Rashba. But also, I want you to look at the Teres Habayis, I don't remember if I sent you, but it's the Teres Habayis where the Rashba explained the original Teres Habayis. I think it's in the. Well, I'll send you exactly, maybe even a picture. But the original Teres Habayis, where he talks about how Yavish Bo Yavish works, and that you're not allowed to eat them ke'echod, but each one you rely on, that's from the right, you can eat them bezeh chazeh. That Teres Habayis that we talked about, that seemed to be indicating that it works with Kol Deparish, that it's a beer. Remember the Rashba? Rashba was the one who said, each chicken, I assume that's the kosher chicken. And when I get to the last chicken, I say, well, the one I ate yesterday was the kosher chicken. So that's the Rashba and the Teres Habayis. That sounds almost fairish, clear that the din of Kol Deparish is a beer of rife. But I want you to take a look again at that Teres Habayis with the Benek Habayis and the Mishmeres Habayis. I'll send you a Mitzvah Shem the details.